All right. So Fannie Willis is here to stay, motherfucker. All right. So we got Fannie Willis. She's going to stay. But so much more is coming for her, folks. From what I understand, she ain't out of the woods. Believe me when I tell you, she ain't out of the woods. I just did an amazing interview, two interviews with Boone Cutler, General Flynn's chief of staff. Great guy. Really laid it down to where America is at right now regarding fifth-generation warfare and exactly where we stand. America has changed. Has changed forever, folks. It's never going back to baseball and apple pie. The 1980s, 1990s, what we so fondly remember is not coming back. It is forever changed. We got to get used to that. It's almost like now that technology has advanced so much, it's going to be a constant fight, and you better get used to it. We all got to get used to it. Even when, and I'm going to say when, Mr. T gets back in there, and he is. When that happens, understand this. They're going to go even harder, okay? So it's not like things are just going to be happy again. There's going to be unicorns frolicking around, farting glitter, and jumping over rainbows. It's not going to be like that. Things are going to intensify, and they're going to intensify really what we believe, we think this coming solar eclipse, April 8th, has something to do with everything. So they're really starting to prepare people for this solar eclipse. Get your water, get a full gas tank, get extra drums of gas. Why? It's a solar eclipse. It makes no sense. Why? Why prepare that way? I've seen, I don't know, a handful of solar eclipses. Not once did they ever tell me to make sure I top off my gas and get extra drums of gas and get plenty of food and water. For what? For an eclipse? What are you talking about? Narrative begins. So we both think in this interview with Boone Cutler, and it's an amazing interview on ninoscorner.tv, he was very honest and he was very blunt. We tried to make it for YouTube. For FluffTube, but it was just so much stuff that we were saying, and there were so many words that he was saying that he's like, Dave, he even told me, Dave, I wouldn't put it on Fluff. I wouldn't put it on FluffTube, not this one. So then I said, okay, look, let's do another interview for FluffTube, G-rated, and we did that. So I'm going to be putting that up tomorrow, but the ninoscorner.tv Boone Cutler, wow, man. He tells you exactly. Man, this guy's sharp, really sharp guy. I'm going to have him as a consistent guest on the show. And he was also pushing the movie. Where is it? It is a movie. Oh, here it is. No, that's, yep. Nope. Yep. Nope. Well, look, I'm not prepared this morning. Fuck. Well, I'll find it. It'll show up. It'll sneak up on me. Folks, Venmo, D-Rod1977. D-Rod1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, the Mexican mix on Amazon. I'm trying to catch up here, folks. Guess what, folks? Chuck Norris is back in the house, baby, in the hizzle. So Chuck Norris is back with ChuckDefense.com/Nino. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? Because I was just thinking about this guy the other day, and I was like, where the hell is Chuck Norris? Whatever happened to that guy? I recently saw a video he made, and I was shocked. And yes, I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change, folks. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing the same thing, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to ChuckDefense.com. Nino, what up? What up? What up? Yeah. Once again, that's chuckdevents.com/Nino. It's in the link below. Get started. Click on the description box below and watch the video. You won't believe how simple it is, folks. Check it out, man. I mean, it's pretty damn impressive. And just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old now, folks. 81. You know, my dad, he's 89, but my dad was still playing racquetball at 83 years old. True story. Still playing racquetball at 83 years old and still riding his motorcycle. I had to take the motorcycle keys away from him. I'm glad he didn't fight me on that like he does everything now. So much going on, folks. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. Do you like me in red? I like wearing red sometimes. It's like Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. True Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. X Nino Boxer. I'm trying to stop calling it Twitter. It's X. 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 Nino Boxer on X. PatriotWear.com. Bing right there. Lots of cool stuff coming up. I got a lot of designers working on some cool gear for you all. Nino's Corner.tv. Fire, fire, fire. Dustin Nemos is going up. Sheila Holm is up there right now. White Hat Moves. Boone Cutler. Man, this was good. This was good. We're talking about the solar eclipse. That's going to be what we feel, okay? I don't have a crystal ball, but if we're reading this right, it looks like that's going to be the kickoff. That's going to be their little party, okay? So that's going to be the kickoff is what we're anticipating. Let's just put it safely, anticipating. Victoria Jackson from SNL, Saturday Night Live, when that used to be funny. She came on the show. Charity Stanhope, thank you very much. Scott Bennett is back up there. SG Anon's coming back on. Juan O'Savin. I just did a really good interview with Juan and Cameron. This kid Cameron Waters, I think his last name is. I could be wrong about his last name because I butcher everyone's last name. Christspiracy. Was Jesus Christ a vegan? So before you answer, he multiplied loaves of bread and fish, but did he eat it? Does it matter to you? Is there a spiritual way to kill an animal? That's the question he asked me, and guess what, folks? I couldn't answer it. Is there a spiritual way to kill an animal? I don't, man. I got to tell you. I just think Jesus Christ would have said, thou shall not eat meat. I mean, if he didn't want us to eat meat, he would have said, thou shall not eat meat. But was Jesus Christ a vegan? I personally don't believe so. I think he drank wine. He ate fish. I don't know if he ate lamb. Maybe he did. I don't know. But this, they're saying this is one of the biggest conspiracies ever with Jesus Christ. So let's see. The movie's coming out March 20th. I'm putting up the video tomorrow. It's about an hour and a half long. An hour and a half long interview with Juan and Cameron. So the director of the movie and producer. So that's going up. Akshay is coming on my program. Akshay is going to be crossing Antarctica on foot. Now he's coming on. He's coming on my channel. That's going to be stellar. General's Tent has changed. General's Tent is no longer March 25th. It's going to be March 21st, just in a few days. What's today? 15th. Okay. So March 21st, 5 p.m., a little switch. George Papadopoulos just called me and said, David, I can't do it the 27th. I can do it the 25th. So the 21st. Wait. Yeah, 21st. 21st, folks. All right, folks. I think I woke up with a hernia this morning, man. You got to get away. No mames. Ay, no mames. All right, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up. I don't know what's wrong with my side. Whoo, hurts, though. It hurts. Turn it down or turn it up, baby. Yeah, let's go. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Let's go, baby. Yeah. All right, it's heating up. And according to Boone Cutler, this ain't going anywhere. Okay, this is not going anywhere. is going to intensify. And even, I have to say, if Mr. T gets in there, they're going to come at us even harder. This is not something that's just going to go away. Everyone's going to ride off on their donkeys into the sunset. Oh, man. Woo. Breaking news. Beijing's military hacked U.S. nuclear firm before Hunter Biden aided Chinese bid to acquire it. So U.S. officials were acutely aware that Beijing was trying to obtain America's premier nuclear reactor technology, including through illicit hacking months before Hunter Biden and his business partners sought to arrange a quiet sale of an iconic U.S. reactor company to a Chinese firm, according to court records and national security experts. Do you understand the heat that is on the Bidens right now, folks? They ain't I'm telling you right now, expect him at convention. I got to pose a, could he step down at convention? Give me your thoughts. Distance the mic. Bro, distance the mic from the mic before screaming. Hey, bro, distance yourself from my channel and get off the channel, okay? If you don't like it, get the fuck out of here. Bye. So Beijing's military hacked U.S. nuclear firm before Hunter Biden aided Chinese bid to acquire it. So I got to tell you, folks, Boone Cutler interview was stellar, and he's talking about how America has changed forever, and this is our reality now forever, here on forward. Fifth generation warfare is so important. He talks about why it is. I think they've come out with three books on this subject. It's a new reality. Basically, it's a new America. Everything you used to remember from the 1980s and 90s, those were the best decades, in my opinion. I may be biased, but basically he's saying that this is forever changed. We are forever in this war. This new war is going to reshape America. I mean, we're probably looking at consistent mass shootings. I just saw on an X post in a subway, people were taking cover in the subway because a madman running around with a gun shot somebody in the head. Folks, this is going to be commonplace. We got to get used to it. And here's the situation. They're lighting as many fires as possible to strain our resources, kill our morale, and exhaust Americans. That's what they're trying to do. They really want us exhausted. They want us tired. And they want us just to give up. They want our morale destroyed. That's how they're doing this. They're lighting as many fires as they can to keep us preoccupied, keep us distracted, and most importantly, keep us fighting with each other. And that's why this whole Patriot movement thing, I believe there's plans. Okay, I just do. And obviously Boone Cutler agreed with me on that. He goes, oh, absolutely. What are you talking about? Psychological operations expert, okay? Saying, of course they're doing that. Like, he looked at me like I was that. So the object of this war is to break America on all battlefronts, create as many brush fires as possible to exhaust and strain our resources and destroy our morale. This takes me back to the Albert Pike three world wars. I always go back and look at that. I go, you know, despite what people say, it's not real. It's been debunked. I don't know. I look at that and I take it for what it's worth. I think it's real. Cindy Shipley, thank you very much. Thank you, Nino. You have worked so hard for us. Please give us some love and support. Give Nino some love. We are his page. Oh, thanks. Times are tight, but we, Nino's cool. Thank you very much. I love all of you. Thank you so much. You guys keep me sober. That's the most important thing. As long as I'm sober, I can do proactive things. I can do good things in life. If I'm not, then it goes the other direction. Appreciate you, Nino. Susan Schatt. I appreciate you too. Thank you. So their goals, destroy the economy, southern border, the boogeyman. We know what this is. War in Israel, war in Ukraine, more wars to come. Oh, yeah. Well, they're not done. They are not done. Distribution, supply chain disturbances. We've already seen that happen. That's played out. Out of control wildfires. We've already seen that. There's more of that to come, folks. They're going to exhaust us at every turn. They're going to light more, and this is going to be ongoing. an unhinged, drunk on power, corruption, Congress, and administration. So what's next? What's next? We feel. Now, if we were wargaming this, and you know we wargame this on Nino's Corner, and I'm going to have SGN on there very soon, and that's always, always a great show with SGN on. Boone Cutler, man, that guy really brought it. He brought it. And I suggest getting to Nino's Corner to watch that interview. What we see coming, domestic chaos, violence, violent crime spiking through the roof. Be aware of your surroundings. Thank you for the super chat so much. Thank you. Love you all. Love you. Love you. Sancho for presidente. Okay. Sancho don't give a shit. He don't give a fuck. Domestic chaos, violent crime, and other wars kick off abroad. So other wars will kick off abroad, it looks like. And domestically, we're going to be having a really tough time as the southern border is completely wide open. Now, even when this mass deportation happens, when, if it happens, they're going to fire back on all cylinders, folks. It's going to get crazy. It's going to get wild. Could we be looking at EMP or cyber attacks? Earthquakes? Don't put that past them, and that's not even a joke. If you heard Benjamin Fulford, it adds up with what Juan Osabin has said on my show many times about possible earthquakes. Possible earthquakes. Thank you so much, Jack Herrera. Thank you. Burritos a mí, amigo. Órale. Oh, my side hurts, man. I don't know what's going on. Andrew Bello, thank you very much. Remember, this has been gamed out to where we could lose. This has been gamed out. Patrick Thomas, thank you. We could lose 13 of 15 cities. Just been gamed out that way. We don't know. I don't know. It's a question. Could we lose that many cities with all the violence, the riots? I don't know. Could there be mass shootings? I don't know. I got to pose everything as a question. But one thing I know is America right now is on its knees, hands and knees, and they're ready to put the sword to our throat. Scott, thank you. Need to get J.J. Carroll on your show. All right. And okay. I will look that up. I will look him up. So Biden administration discussing using Guantanamo Bay to process possible influx of Haitian migrants. Have you seen this? Have you all had the privilege to look at some of these videos? Cannibal gangs running around the streets eating people, okay? So that's what's happening in Haiti. And guess what? Looks like they're coming here. More than just voters, more than just future voters, folks. They're not putting them in a prison facility. They're not using Guantanamo as a prison facility. They're using them to process. They're using that to process them and then bust them out. So it's just one of many locations that they're bringing Haitians through. Allegedly, the Haitians will be used to create more brush fires, if you know what I'm talking about. So the desired, you know what, trouble. They're coming in from everywhere, so they're going to different ports. They are bogging us down. They're creating one fire after another to keep us busy and distracted. The Biden administration is discussing using Guantanamo Bay to process Haitian migrants. If there is a mass exodus to the USA, I mean, what do you think, folks? Obviously, there's going to be. Amid worsening conditions in the country, according to a U.S. official, for years, Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, which is located about 200 miles from Haiti, has had a migrant center to hold and process migrants before returning them to Haiti or a third country. The center, which is separate from where terrorist suspects are held, has been used before. In 2010, for example, the U.S. military prepared the site in anticipation of Haitians fleeing the earthquake-stricken country. But discussions to expand capacity at the site mark, the latest sign of growing concern within the administration about people fleeing Haiti in droves as gangs attack government structures and social order is on the brink of collapse. So you know what the answer is? Bring him here. Bring him to America. That's what's happening. Breaking news. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is deploying 250 law enforcement officers and an air and sea fleet to Florida's southern waters to help curb a wave of Haitian immigrants. Here they come, folks. We're coming to America. Here they come, folks. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis deploying 250 law enforcement officers and air and sea fleet to Florida's southern waters to help curb wave of Haitian immigrants. Question is, are they just helping them on the boat and bringing them over? What do you mean you're going to help curb? Florida is, and then if you go on X, there's a lot of people posting this right now. As Haiti breaks down, Florida is under an invasion by Haitian criminals. The first wave is now on Jupiter Island. Jupiter Island, lots of crime spiking through the roof. They're saying that Haitian criminals are already running the streets in Jupiter Island. So if someone is in Jupiter Island, please post photos on X or just put it out there, please. Four criminals who may soon rule Haiti, a wannabe rapper, two ex-cops, and a voodoo believer, folks. Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry tendered his resignation on Monday following his criminal insurrection, which plunged his country into anarchy. However, despite achieving what they set out to do, the country's gangs show no sign of relenting. Notorious mobster Notorious mobster barbecue sauce, motherfucker. Barbecue. We are going to continue to fight for Haitian liberation. The most visible face of Haitian uprising has been Jimmy Barbecue Chariza. What? Am I reading this? This guy wants to be taken serious, and his nickname's Barbecue. Barbecue. I like my barbecue. Who is infamously fond of taking interviews while wearing his trademark bulletproof vest. Barbecue leads a group of gangs. United under the banner G9. And portrays himself as someone who's rooted for the common man. However, G9's frequent attacks on Haiti food and water supplies cause a world of pain, motherfucker, to the country's poorest. While they're blockaded in 2021. Anyway, barbecue is taking over the country, folks. Barbecue. Now, there are four gang leaders jostling to lead Haiti, including Barbecue, Elsewhere, a wannabe rapper, another corrupt ex-coppers, see? And a man who worships Haiti voodoo. Oh, man. Haiti voodoo. Let's get to some Fannie Willis news. Fannie Willis can remain on Trump's election case in Georgia. Judge rules. Now, from what I'm being told, is Fannie Willis has a lot more problems coming her way. So she's not out of the woods yet, allegedly, from what some people have told me. Okay, so supposedly she's not out of the woods. So Judge Scott McAfee has ruled in Georgia that Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis and her office can continue prosecuting Donald Trump. Oh, and you know she's going to have scorn. Oh, is she going to be pissed off? Oh, boy. Can continue prosecuting Donald Trump and his co-defendants, but only if Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade steps down in his Friday ruling. Is it McAfee? Is that how you say it? McAfee? I don't know. Wrote that the defense had failed to meet its burden proving that Willis acquired an actual conflict of interest in this case through her personal relationship and reoccurring travels with her lead prosecutor. A woman scorned, you know what they say, a woman scorned, hell has no wrath for a woman scorned. So she's going to be coming after Trump like a cheated ex-girlfriend, in my opinion. Boy, is she going to be pissed, but she's not out of the woods, from what I understand. More to come. So let's see. Let's see what happens. I got to say, there's no shortage of drama. There's no, you guys like my shirt, Spiritual Gangster. Spiritual Gangster. I think you can get that on Nino's Corner. Patriot Wear. Patriot Wear. So in another case, judge throws out 6 counts of Trump's Georgia election interference indictment. A Fulton County judge on Wednesday quashed multiple counts contained in the election interference indictment against former President Donald Trump and several of his co-defendants. The order from Judge Scott McAfee dismissed 6 counts related to specific charge, solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer. That charge specifically relates to Trump's January 2nd, 2021 phone call to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, which in part sparked the probe. On the 13 counts Trump faced, 3 of them were tossed by the judge's order. Trump now faces 10 counts in the case. So it's 10 counts now. The ruling is a partial win for Trump and several of his co-defendants who filed to dismiss the counts on the grounds that they were legally deficient. Judge McAfee essentially agreed, writing that they failed to allege sufficient detail in exactly what part of the oath the defendants were allegedly trying to get public officials to violate. He said the lack of detail concerning an essential legal element is fatal. So Trump scores partial win in request to delay Manhattan criminal trial. Former President Donald Trump has scored a partial win in his bid to postpone his criminal trial in New York, in which the former president faces 34 felony counts of allegedly falsifying business records in connection with so-called hush money payments. Man, this is like a lynching. This is the biggest witch hunt ever in history, folks. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has agreed to a 30-day delay of the trial, which was supposed to start on March 25th, according to a March 14th court filing. President Trump had requested a 90-day delay in the start of the trial or a full adjournment or dismissal based on claim discovery violations in order to have a chance to review the 73,000 or so pages. Who can read 73,000 pages of evidentiary documents produced by the district attorney's office since March 4th? Mr. Bragg argued in the filing that the late-term production of the evidence doesn't warrant dismissal and that only about 172 pages are directly relevant to the case. Nonetheless, in the light of the distinctive circumstances described below, the people do not oppose a brief adjournment of up to 30 days to permit sufficient time for defendants to review the USAO productions, he wrote. In particular, the Office of the United States Attorneys produced roughly 31,000. Who types this shit up? 31,000 pages of additional records on March 13th, while indicating that there would be more documents produced next week. Who's the person in there? What? Judge Juan Merchant, who's presiding over the case, still has to sign off on the delay. You know, and then you think about these bills that are brought to the House, to the Senate, and they're this thick. Who has the time to read anything this thick? Oh, you got one night to read it. That's how they do it. They give them a time limit. You got a couple days, and it's this much material. How can anybody read that? Because they go to a back room, they shake hands, they get a little pat on the ass, and they say, don't worry, there's something in there for you. Judge Cannon rejects Trump's attack on the Espionage Act. Fort Pierce, Florida, U.S. District Judge Eileen M. Cannon on Thursday shot down one of Donald Trump's bids to toss out the charges against him for allegedly mishandling classified documents. But it's okay for Biden to mishandle classified documents. You know why? Because Biden has a poor memory, folks. Don't you know that? He's just too old. It's okay for him. That's okay. Look, you're too old, you're elderly. Even though he was doing it all the way back as probably a senator, vice president, I don't know. But that's okay. That's fine. That's fine because he's old. And we have sympathy for the elderly, don't we? I wonder how many people are really going to fall for that. I mean, how many of your liberal friends are going to be, you know, but he's just too old. It's not his fault. Don't you know that? Hatchet buried Trump post flurry of 8 pro-Trump Fox News clips within 30 minutes in Truth Social spree. So I guess he's back in bed with Fox News. He talks a lot of crap about Fox News and about other stations, but he's going to need Fox News. I'm going to tell you that right now. Former President Donald Trump appears to hold Fox News in much higher standing than he's claimed recently, evidenced by a flurry of social media posts, all featuring remarkable pro-Trump segments that recently aired on the night of center cable news, right of center, huh? That's what they're saying it is now. You know how they usually say far right, alt-right, but right of center. So now they're saying Fox News is just a little bit right of center. Just a little bit right of center. It's not unique for Trump to amplify any media that either defend him from what he paints as partisan attacks or attacks against his partisan rivals. But given the tortured, some might say abusive relationship the 45th president has with the network most responsible for his political rise to power, it's notable. Folks, 88 pages of ATF records from the DOJ in a lawsuit show the three-letter agency, you know what, the one that begins with a C, deployed personnel to Washington, D.C. on that fateful day that America was attacked. So it's coming out. They can't stop this. They can't stop what's coming. It's going to get ugly, but folks, they're not stopping it. And you got to think to yourself, there has to be good guys in the fight. There wouldn't be this much resistance, folks, and there's a lot of resistance. In fact, they're the ones that can't sleep at night. I'm telling you that right now. They're the ones squirming in their bed at night, sweating, wondering what the hell is going on as the walls close in on them more and more and more. What I'm presenting to you every day on these shows is just evidence to show you the things that are happening, the things that are transpiring behind the scenes to push their hand, and then the obvious moves that they're making in the media, so I can put that out for you. I'm showing you. I'm going down deep into the swamp and coming up with the ugly crap and saying, look, yep, it's dirty, it's disgusting, it's full of mud, but we can spit shine this motherfucker and make it look good. I'm telling you right now, we fucking win this. We're going to win this. But it's going to be a constant fight. And according to Boone Cutler, yeah, you know, get ready for some, you know, have your eyes and ears open, man, and just be aware of your surroundings at all times. And I believe, just like Boone, that this solar eclipse could be something, man. And I'm going to put one of the videos up on YouTube, and it's so fluff. It's almost agonizing, but it's worth watching because you'll understand where we're going with it. It's really fluff, but you'll know, you'll understand, you'll get it. And then NinosCorner.tv is the real grit. The meat and the bones. I made a little joke like that on the Christspiracy documentary. I was like, so give me the meat and bones of this. He's a vegan. He doesn't like the meat and the bones. Vegans don't like meat. How dare you eat an animal? It's so bad. And they always want to tell you how bad you are for eating an animal. And now we're at the point where Jesus Christ was a vegan. I'm not saying he wasn't. I don't know. I wasn't there, okay? And neither were you. Guess what? You weren't there either, but okay. All right. I'm going to watch the documentary. It's coming out March 20th in select theaters. Check it. Go to Kickstarter. I'll put a link down. It's going to be the link. There's going to be a link at the bottom of the video. Christspiracy. A 2,000-year conspiracy revealed. And they really ask some hard questions that I could even answer. I was like, damn, I don't think there is a way to spiritually end an animal's life because I'm an animal lover. I got a cat now and I named him Mr. Rara. Actually, you know, you guys, okay, so it's Stryker. You guys know that I found Stryker on the street. But I think I'm going to call him Mr. Rarar. Mr. Rarar. I don't know. He's cute. He's a cute little cat. You know what's funny, too, is that, you know, I remember that one time I thought he left and he took off. He didn't leave. He was just hanging out in the patio. He doesn't leave. He has PTSD, and he doesn't want to leave the house. He's scared of the outside. He's really scared of being outside because that's where I found him, in the street. He was only this big. He was little. And I could have caused a major accident with what I did, but I got him out of the street. And he's like a dog, man. He chases his tail. I've never seen a cat chase his tail. I've never seen a cat chase his tail in my life. And some people say that they have cats that do that too, but I've never seen that. And my dog that I put down before I got the cat used to chase his tail. You know, that's all Socks used to do, is chase her tail. And that's what he does. I've never seen a cat do that. And Axel, by the way, let's have an Axel update. Yeah, it's not good. I mean, it'd be understandable if I were to take him in and put him down any day now, to be honest with you. Very understandable, because it's painful just to watch him walk around. But he's not, folks, he's not suffering. He's not suffering. You know, I could tell it hurts when he walks, but I got to tell you, he still has a massive appetite. He eats all his food. He follows me around for snacks. And the only thing that he'll have trouble getting off the floor, because he has hip dysplasia, he has arthritis everywhere. But if I pull out a treat, he's getting up off the floor. Okay, he's getting up off the floor. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like, I guess he'll let me know when it's time. I mean, I could understandably do it right now. But maybe I'm just being a coward. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I don't know. Rudy Giuliani may be forced to sell his homes to pay $148 million election case judgment. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani may be forced to sell his homes in New York and Florida to raise cash for a massive defamation judgment against him as he works his way through the bankruptcy proceedings, according to court statements by attorneys. His homes in New York and Florida. That must be nice. That must be really nice to have a Florida home, a New York home, just go wherever you want. That's a lot of upkeep, though. Mr. Giuliani filed for bankruptcy protection in December 2023, a day after being ordered to pay $148 million to two former Georgia election workers who sued him for defamation while he was a lawyer for President Donald Trump. Mr. Giuliani listed liabilities of $100 million to $500 million in assets. Wow. As much as $10 million in assets, according to a bankruptcy form that was filed on December 21st at the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York. So some Russia news, Russia has moved tactical nuclear weapons from its borders into neighboring Belarus, several hundred miles closer to NATO territory, Western officials confirmed to Foreign Policy. So one step further to the nuclear scare is how I look at it, folks. One step further. How's everyone doing today? You are not wrong about Axel. He will tell you. Yeah. I don't know. It's tough. Man, it's probably me. I got to tell you. You guys even like listening to my dog stories and my cat stories. That's when you know you're getting old, okay? I posted a picture the other day on Instagram of me when I was like 22 years old. And it hit me hard, man. I went to my parents' house the other day to check in on them, and you know, I guess they were looking at old photo albums, and there was right when I walked in and I see my dad on the bed, just tired. And my mom's, you know, my mom has dementia, folks. And it's heartbreaking. It's really, It's kicking my ass every day. Like I am dying a slow death every day, you know. And I walk in there and there's a photo album wide open, and I look at it, and it's me when I was like 21 years old, living la vida loca. Damn. You know. And that's really what kicked off my drinking. Actually, the drinking kicked off in the Ciudad Juarez days when we were going over there when we were 14, 15 years old. But I remember my 21st birthday, I just blacked out. And anyway, the photo album of that day was laying on their bed like they were looking at memories, and it just broke my heart. It all hit me so hard at once. And it's really tough watching your superheroes fade away, folks. It's really tough, man. I know a lot of you probably experienced that too. But it's not an easy thing, man. I'm going through it pretty hard right now. Going through it really hard right now. Like it's kicking my ass to the point that sometimes I have to pull myself to do a show, to make myself do a show. So just letting you know, if you ever see me miss a show, this, that, I'm taking care of two elderly people. And it's an honor. It's actually an honor for me because it's the least I can do. TikTok turns to creators to fight possible ban. So facing a possible ban in the United States, TikTok has See, there's more to this story, by the way, with TikTok. If you don't understand it, I'm telling you right now, there is more to this story. They control that. So they banned TikTok. This is kind of the platform that holds FluffTube accountable, just to let you know for now. So they're not monopolizing everything. TikTok, believe it or not, the way I understand it. So you take away TikTok, it's going to be all out fucking bing, 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 censoring. And I mean, it's going to be ugly. We got it. It's got to stay alive. I'm telling you. That's my opinion. Facing impossible ban in the United States, TikTok has scrambled to deploy perhaps the most powerful weapon, its creators. So a hugely popular video service began recruiting dozens of creators at the end of last week, asking them to travel to Washington to fight a bill being debated in Congress. Under the proposal, TikTok's Chinese owner, ByteDance, would need to need to sell the app or it would be blocked in the United States. Now, we've heard that Rumble is acquiring the app. So let's see if that happens. I don't know what's going to happen here. Many of the creators have met with lawmakers and posted videos about their opposition to the bill with the hashtag #KeepTikTok. Often with the irreverent humor of the app is known for. So old white people, boomers, will call Congress. People are trying to ban TikTok, and I'm not having it. So what a better way to get the youth off their ass, out of their basement. I got to tell you. I mean, it's no matter. You know, you go to the gym now. I go to the gym to go work out, and there's tripods set up at different machines, and people are dancing in front of the machines and lifting weights. And it's like, dude, really, man? Really? You would have got your ass kicked if you pulled that shit when I was younger. And now it's everywhere. It's like, I've never seen anything like this in my life. I go to the gym. They have Instagram stations where you can stop and pose and smile and pretend that you're famous and you're not. Like your life really matters that much. And then when you get older, you realize it doesn't, okay? It doesn't. It never did. It's just, it's all an illusion. It's all an illusion. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. I look back at my boxing career and think to myself, oh, that was fun, but bunch of bullshit. Bunch of bullshit. Me just trying to exercise my demons. That's all that was. The whole boxing career was me trying to exercise my demons. My insecurities, undisputed. But although I was good, I was not good. I was great. In fact, I'll say it. I don't know of a heavyweight that hit as hard as me. And my record proves it. You fought bums. Yeah, like Jake Paul. Jake Paul. Let me just say it. Jake Paul can't do shit right now. He has to make lateral moves. So he has to handpick people like Mike Tyson. But hey, Jake Paul is boxing entertainment. It's the WWE of boxing. Are they really throwing punches? Is he really knocking people out? Yes. Yes, he is. Is he a real boxer? Yes, he is. What do I give him on a grading scale, a sliding grade? about a D-. He can't fight real fighters. He's not going to take those steps up. So he's going to keep fighting. He's going to keep having sideshows, folks. And yes, the Francis Ngannou, Anthony Joshua knockout was real. He got smoked. That right hand that hit him was like no other I've ever seen. Heavy metal star issues an onstage rebuke of Hamas in support of Israel after a young fan gives him a gift. David Draymond, frontman of the heavy metal group Disturbed. Man, I remember that group. Man, they're still touring? Disturbed? Wow. Issued a strong support for Israel in a viral clip on stage after a young fan gave him a bracelet with the words, "I'm Israeli Kai," I guess. I don't know. So Draymond is the lead vocalist of the heavy metal group, which is one of the most successful rock bands of the 21st century. I remember some of their songs. I wouldn't say I was a fan. Do you guys remember the group Disturbed? The singer explained he couldn't stay silent on the matter any longer during a show in Orlando, Florida. He explained he has family in Israel and lost friends at the Nova Music Festival that was attacked by Hamas. See, I understand his concern, and I understand that he would be very mad. But what these people are missing is really the big picture of how this happened, how it was orchestrated, the whole thing. You missed that part because they're playing on your emotions, and you fell for it. Now, I'm not saying I don't have sympathy. I have a lot of sympathy for the Israeli people. I have a lot of sympathy for the people in Gaza. I have a lot of sympathy, a lot of sympathy for everybody. It's a horrible situation, but you got to look at the bigger picture of all this, which my audience does. Anyway, he got up there on the mic, and I genuinely feel empathy for the Palestinian people, despite what everyone on the other side of the equation likes to claim, he added. There's not a single on this planet that does not celebrate life. We celebrate life. Hamas celebrates death, and they need to be eradicated. Not the Palestinians, but Hamas. How can you, so let me get this right. So just bomb everybody. Just bomb everybody. Because you don't know who's who, so you got to get them all. Right? That's how you do it. Okay. Civil War, first reactions from the premiere, scary as hell, cautionary tale. You know this is predictive programming. You know this is conditioning. What's Civil War playing on? Is this on Netflix or is this on the movie theaters? A24 revealed its provocative action drama, Civil War, at the South by Southwest Film and TV Festival on Thursday night. So it was at South by Southwest. I got to tell you, man, before all these festivals started coming to Austin, Austin was the place to be. It was the place to be. Now, that's Austin. It used to be. I remember when I used to go there and party with my friends, I used to say, man, this place, once people find out about it, we're screwed, man. I hope nobody finds out about Austin. It was like our gem, our oasis. Everyone from El Paso, everyone used to go to Austin and party, okay? Sixth Street was still fresh. It was awesome. West Sixth Street, all of it. Dirty Six, they call it now. But back in the day, it was fun. And now, it's, ugh. I mean... I go there and I get sick to see what happened to my beloved Austin. Californication. The film from acclaimed writer-director Alex Garland, Ex Machina, imagines a near-future dystopia where the United States has been torn apart under the authoritarian rule of a three-term president. A three-term president. See where they're going with this? Wow. Nick Offerman. The story follows a journalist, Kirsten Dunst, and her colleagues as they make their way across a hostile and divided states of America with the hope of interviewing the president. Much of the road trip adventure feels a bit like Garland's breakout 28 Days Later, only with murderous civilian soldiers touting assault rifles lurking around every corner instead of zombies. So they're going. They're pushing this hard, folks. They're pushing this hard. Wasn't the theme of the inauguration? Weren't they? Wasn't it like Hunger Games? I remember that very clearly. I remember. Give me a thumbs up if that's the case. Was it the Hunger Games? Someone put in here, Mike Tyson is ripped for 57. Let me explain something. It does not matter what you look at how you look at 57 years old. Your body has been through the ringer. It's been through war. And you're tired, and I don't give a shit what he's on, how many weights he lifts, how good he looks, how much he trains. I don't care how fantastic he looks on the mitts. Jake Paul against a young Mike Tyson would probably die in probably 20 seconds or less, okay? Jake Paul against a young, ferocious Mike Tyson would die. The shit that we're about to watch and have to witness is going to be disgraceful for boxing. The fact that the commissions are letting this jackass get away with all this stuff is beyond me. Because when I was fighting, they looked up your ass for anybody you wanted to fight. You couldn't cherry pick anybody. And people used to say that about me. Fuck! Look at the people now. What is this shit? It's a disgrace to my sport. And you know what? I don't know. But guess what? You're going to watch it. I'm probably going to watch it. I'm probably going to watch it. And if you watch the Roy Jones, Mike Tyson, fight, that was a exhibition. That also was a joke. Those are two old men up there. And behind, I'm going to tell you right now, I would bet. They're like, look, let's body spar. We'll just go to the body. We'll make it look real. Every now and then, yeah, throw a punch to the head. I'll make it look, you know, it's bullshit. And I think we're probably going to see the same thing with Jake Paul. Probably see the same exact thing. So let's get to some what the fuck news, shall we? What the fuck news in what the fuck news. And I'm sure the open borders, this is going to be a good excuse while this shit's spreading. Leprosy. Yep. As if life can't get any harder. Now we got to worry about leprosy, folks. Experts warn leprosy is in ancient history as cases surge in the U.S. What is leprosy and why is it resurfacing in the U.S.? Well, I would think maybe they want it to. also, I don't know, open borders. But, I mean, really. See what I'm saying about them lighting fires? And they're keeping us distracted. They're keeping us fighting with each other. They're keeping America exhausted, one thing after another, one thing after another. Well, now you got to worry about leprosy. Leprosy is caused by two different but similar bacteria, Mycobacterium leprae and Mycobacterium leprotenosis, I guess. The latter having just been identified in 2008. Leprosy, also known for Hansen's disease, is avoidable. Transmission among the most vulnerable in society, including migrant and impoverished populations, remains a pressing issue. Let me say that again. Including migrant and impoverished populations. What do you think is coming here? Who do you think is coming here? The age-old neglected tropical disease, which is still present in more than 120 countries, is now a growing challenge in parts of North America. Leprosy is beginning to occur regularly within parts of the southeastern United States. Most recently, Florida has seen a heightened incidence of leprosy, according to many of the newly diagnosed cases in the U.S. The surge of new cases in Central Florida highlights the urgent need for healthcare providers to report them immediately. Contacting tracing is critical to identifying sources and reducing transmission. Let me guess. You're going to need to take one of these, obviously. Traditional risk factors include zoonotic exposure and having recently lived in leprosy epidemic countries. Brazil, India, and Indonesia have each noted more than 10,000 new cases since 2019, according to the World Health Organization data, and more than a dozen countries have reported them between 1,000 to 2,000 new cases over the same time period. So there's a spike. Thank you, Anthony Hummer. There's a spike in leprosy happening right now. Jeez, man. So as if we don't have other things to worry about, folks, now we got to worry about leprosy. Your arm falling off. Rotting. You're just rotting in front of people. Oh, boy. Man, are we living in some crazy times. And doesn't it feel like it's just speeding up? Doesn't it just feel like everything? I just put a post on X. I'm like, everything's happening so fast now. With the swipe of your thumb, you like every few seconds could have been front page news just 20 years ago. 20 years ago, everything that you're looking at could have been the main story that lasted months. Front page news that would last for months. And you could just swipe with it with your thumb now. It's just constant adrenaline, constant shock news. We're living in a shock and awe culture. Society is so desensitized and numb and dumbed down. I would say dumbed down. But as all this is happening, things are quickening. It's like we're going through a bottleneck of time and space. And I would beg to say that, you know, are we going to become condensed, implode time and space on each other? Are we going to just, as we're going through this bottleneck of time and space, this quickening, are we just going to turn back into whoosh, this epoch of like what the Big Bang started off on? Are we going back to the Big Bang? Are we to just once again, boom, and then boom, boom, boom. You know, do you get what I'm saying here? I don't know how to explain it better than that, but it seems to me like, I don't know, it feels like time and space is condensed and it's happening faster and there's a quickening. There's a quickening happening and I feel like aliens could land on the White House lawn right now and I don't think anyone would give a fuck. We would just be like, oh, just another day. Hopefully you take Biden. Please take him. He's elderly. He's old. Take him away, please. Just please take him. All right, folks, I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. Please like, share, and subscribe before you click off. Do me a favor. Help me help you, please. It helps my channel. Share this video far and wide. I would really appreciate it. All right, folks, I'm out.